here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 4th of December, 2010. It was on this day in 1791, the first edition of The Observer in Great Britain was published, the oldest Sunday paper in the world. The publisher was a man named W.S. Byrne. He thought he'd get rich off it, but instead he went into debt, more than £1,000. He tried to sell off the paper. He tried to sell it to the government, and then he tried to sell it to the opposition. Couldn't sell it either way, though the government did, under King George III, decide to subsidize the paper in exchange for having a say in what sort of news went into it. So they printed a lot of government propaganda, but gradually turned towards serious journalism. They employed George Orwell and Arthur Koestler, Connor Cruz O'Brien. 1993, The Observer was acquired by The Guardian. 1881, on this day, the first edition of the Los Angeles Times was published. It was an evening paper at first, and it had financial trouble right away, but an editor came in who turned the paper around by making it a promoter of Los Angeles, singing the praises of the city, trying to convince people to migrate there. It was during the 1960s the Los Angeles Times made a move towards serious journalism, started to model itself on the New York Times, hired more journalists, started to cover national and international news. It rose to a circulation of over 1 million. Now it's at about 600,000. Still, the second most widely circulated metropolitan paper after the New York Times. And it's the birthday of the poet Rainer Maria Rilke, born in Prague, 1875, on this day, who made a career as a poet by seducing a series of wealthy women who would support him while he wrote his books, including a princess who let him live for a while in her castle Duino near Trieste in the winter of 1912. And he wrote a cycle of 10 long poems that he called the Duino Elegies, about angels and people and the meaning of death, and his idea that human beings are put on earth in order to experience the beauty of ordinary things. Here's a poem for today by John Haynes, Missoula in a Dusty Light. Walking home through the tall Montana twilight, leaves were moving in the gutters and a little dust. I saw beyond the roofs and chimneys a cloud like a hill of smoke, amber and a dirty gray, and a wind began from the street corners and rutted alleys, out of year-end gardens, weed lots and trash bins. The yellow air came full of specks and ash, noiseless, crippled things that crashed and flew again, grit and the smell of rain. And then a steady sound, as if an army or a council, long-skirted, sweeping the stone, were gathering near, disinherited and vengeful people, scuffing their boot heels, rolling tin cans before them, and quieter still behind them, the voices of birds and whispering brooms. This land has bitter roots and seeds that crack and spill in the wind. I halted under a blowing light to listen, to see, and it was the bleak Montana wind sweeping the leaves and dust along the street. Missoula in a Dusty Light, a poem by John Haynes from his collection News from the Glacier, published by Wesleyan University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can follow them on Twitter at @PoetryFound and by Constant Contact, helping small businesses and nonprofits make sense of social media. You can learn more at constantcontact.com/social media. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.